Welcome to The Fountain, where it's our desire to connect with God, to grow in Jesus, and to engage the world in His name. As you listen to this message, we pray that you allow God to speak to your heart, and that His words might motivate you to life change. Come to The Fountain, a place where you belong.
Now, while a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, He told this parable. Jesus often spoke in parables. We know that. And on this occasion, these were the words that He spoke. He said, "A farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture." We get the picture here, right? Jesus telling the story of a sower. In this case, as we'll see as we move on, Jesus is the sower. The seed is the Word of God. The soil in this parable, as we'll learn, is our hearts, our spiritual lives, us. We are the soil. And the plant is growth, spiritual growth. So He goes on with this parable. It trampled and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than what was sown. When He said this, He called out, "Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear." This is getting to an interesting point here. But His disciples ask Him what this parable meant. And He said, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to others I speak in parables, so that though seeing, they may not see, and though hearing, they may not understand." Has that ever puzzled you? It has me. Why would He possibly want to speak in a way that the meaning would be hidden from anyone? The point that Jesus was making was that He was more interested in people that were receptive, had ears to hear, that were receptive getting the message. Those that were careless, indifferent, and hard-hearted, He said, "I'll speak this way so that those people will not understand, but only those that are tender, only those that are receptive, only those people that are hungry for what I am offering, they will understand the meaning of what I am saying, and they will receive the beauty of this truth." So that leads us to the point this morning, the question: what type of soil are you? There's several types of soil mentioned in this parable. What type of soil are you? Now, on this occasion, Jesus does something a little bit different. He gives them an explanation of the parable. He actually goes and offers commentary on the parable that He had shared. He said, "This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the Word of God." We've looked at that. "Those along the path are the ones who hear." And then He goes to the first type of soul. The seed is the Word. Jesus is the sower. Our hearts are the soil. Spiritual growth is the plant. The meaning of the parable, the seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so that they might not believe and be saved. That's the first kind of soul. It's hard. It's packed down. You ever walked on a path that's used, that's often used? The soul gets hard. I don't know, some may have a path in your yard, or I know we have a few paths in our on our property where animals have gone often, you know, and they make a path, and the soil on the path gets so packed down, so hard that nothing will grow. If you were to throw seed down there, it could not penetrate that ground. And he says some people have hearts like that. They hear the word of God, but it cannot even begin to penetrate because they are hard-hearted. And as the word of God is sown in their lives, because it cannot penetrate, it's easy for Satan to come and steal that word from them, that word which is life and hope and promise and goodness and salvation and holiness and wholeness and healing, to steal that off that ground because it is not receptive at all. Surely none of us fall into that category. I don't think you'd be here if you did, but there are those people in this world. Now he says to the second type of soul, those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. Now we've all seen this person. We've all seen them. They hear the gospel message. It pricks their heart. They rejoice at the good news. They said, this is wonderful. I can't believe that God loves me. And it's fantastic. And they're excited and enthusiastic. And then 6 months later, we look around and we say, where are they? What happened? You've all seen that happen. It's tragic. Something that we ask God to help us prevent here in this place from ever happening. But what happens is it's an emotional thing. It's a wonderful thing. And it's genuine and true if received and incorporated into life and taken in. But the cares of life, the heat, the pressure, it says, they have no root. And when the time of testing comes, they just simply say, that was not true. I thought it was something good, but it wasn't. I don't believe it. You know, if there's oftentimes an immature believer cannot even begin to understand that sometimes in this world we have trials and tribulations. It doesn't mean that God doesn't love us. It doesn't mean that God has abandoned us. It doesn't mean that God's truth is not true. It simply means that we live in a fallen world where we will have trials and tribulations. It's what we do in the face of these trials, in the midst of them, that makes the difference. If we are not good soil, then the seed will not take root and the plant will simply wither when times of distress occur. And they will. More reason that we need to be good soil. That's the second. The seed that fell among thorns, and this is where I think is the greatest hazard or the greatest danger that we face. The seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's... Now listen to these words. They're choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures. They cannot quite become good soil because of the attractions of the world. You know, I shared, I think, even with this congregation, we're an interesting group. We invite people, as Jesus did, to come and join and die. Die to yourself. Die to the pleasures of life that hold you. And there's nothing wrong with pleasure in life, believe me. It's wonderful. There's, you know, nothing quite like a varsity chili dog. One of the many pleasures in life. You know, God doesn't want to deny us an occasional varsity chili dog, does He? Now, can I get an amen? Amen. But there are those pleasures that hold us captive. It's things that we put above our relationship with God. Sometimes we cannot shake free from them, and those things control us, the thorns of life. My desire for more, the thorns grow up and tangle the plant that is spiritual growth. And we can't really grow spiritually because we're not willing to put aside those things. But the good soul receives the seed, and it stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop, 100-fold. What kind of soil are you? What can we do to ensure that we're good soil? Well, we can be willing to be tilled. The hard places broken up. Ask the Lord to identify the hard places in your life. Might be a place of unforgiveness. Could be a place of self-sufficiency, selfishness. Could be a place of pride. Could be a number of things, but it's a place that's hard. And we just need to ask God to bring in His Spirit to turn that soul, to break that up. How deep is the soul, the spiritual soul in our lives? Is it deep enough so that the stresses and turmoils and problems and pressures of life won't kill us spiritually? Then the distractions. All the distractions. Do we need to get in, look inside our lives and begin to pull some thorns out some weeds so that this word, this precious, powerful word can grow, and produce more and more and more fruit. Spiritual growth is discipleship. Discipleship is becoming more and more like Christ. That's the second part of our mission statement. Without growth in biological terms, if something is not growing, it's dying. That's true. That's true. May not be getting any bigger, but it's constantly going through cellular reproduction. Once that stops, once that growth stops, it's death. Are you growing spiritually? Are you being made to look more and more like Jesus? What kind of soil does God's seed find when it's sown into your life? Would make us good soil. Reveal your truth unto us, Lord, this day. For we want to be made more and more into the image of God.